wonderful Radio London.
Big L.
Well, that's
Empress Jane and Bubbles there, the Chantels, and Gonna Get Burned, 12 to 9, Big L time. And I'd like to remind you quickly about the Radio London Discotheque that's opening December the 3rd. And it's going to be at 122 Charing Cross Road on the corner of Denmark Street and Charing Cross Road. And to join, all you have to do is simply write to Big L Discotheque, 17 Curzon Street, form membership application form, and enclose a self-addressed stamped envelope. See, and that's easy, and you'll be having a ball next to no time at London's latest and greatest discotheque, okay? It opens at 8 o'clock, 7 nights a week, and you'll meet all the biggest names in showbiz right there. Don't forget, December 3rd, 122 Charing Cross Road. Number 9 this week on the 40 Star Fab 40, and it's called The Lover's Concerto. Words and music originally by our old friend Millie Mozart.
A big deal from Big L.
Aye?
Join the Big L Club.
Knock it off, mate.
It costs only 5 shillings and sixpence.
So?
For which you get a full year's membership to the exciting Big L Club.
Go on.
And the smart RL pin badge, to say nothing of reduced prices for t-shirts and entry into the Radio London shows at the Marquee Club and the Wimbledon Palace.
This book is out of its tiny mind. All you get is the latest information on what's happening at Big L. A best singer's too smart to word at work. A bag that the bird will knock off as soon as she sees it, and a bobber do off the tickets to the Marquee and Wimbledon Ballet do's and that. Oh, lordy.
Excuse me, sir. Are you a member of the Big L Club?
Well, I wrote into the Radio London Club, 17 Curzon Street, London W1, for an application form, didn't I?
Oh, I see.
Well, I sent my standard dressed envelope. I'm not stupid, you know.
Oh, no. I got news for you. 8 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock.
Time for a tipping, prize tipping, the fruit and biscuit chocolate bar.
Sweet, juicy raisins and crisp little biscuits covered in smooth milk chocolate. Fries tipping, sixpence and a shilling.
Fries tipping, the fruit and biscuit chocolate bar.
And now a sing-along survey extra for you with Mr. Buddy Holly. Well?
Well, you're gonna miss me early in the morning one of these days. Oh, yeah. Well, you're gonna want me early in the morning when I'm away. Hey, hey, don't you know? Yes, you'll be sorry for the times I cry. You'll be sorry for the time you lied. Well, you're gonna miss me early in the morning.
Holly is called Early in the Morning. That's kind of a sing-along extra for you on a Saturday morning, kind of a weekend morning, November the 27th. And we hope you're having a real swing and get up and go on a Saturday morning. It's a sort of a cold day out there. That's the only word to describe it. It's cold, people. So, you know, dress up real warm when you go out, because if we don't want you catching colds and flu and to have to listen to Big L in bed, we'd rather have you walk around and listen to it and you'd be bright and breezy and everything else like that. 5 to 9, 5 minutes before TW time. And are you a short story fan? Well, if you are, and I certainly am, you'll love Ravalli this week, because there's two great stories. One, a real winner by Rosemary Timberley. And that's not only the winner, that's not the only winner around in Ravalli this week, okay? Because this week's great car contest, one lucky Ravalli winner is going to win either a Jag Mark IV automatic plus 360 pounds or two cars plus cash. Get that? Okay, but first you get this week's Ravalli, because you'll be needing it to enter the great disc contest on Ravalli Sound Off, Ravalli's pop show, 1 o'clock today on the Big L. This week, you can win a top 40 discs or a standard lamp, and that's not all that Ravalli has to offer. There's something for everybody. Horoscopes from world-famous astrologer Morris Woodruff, pop news from Bunny Lewis, and more news about Elma radiograms on page 11. Okay, you got the message? All right. Now, don't forget to get this week's Ravalli. It's Britain's best value for sixpence, and I think you'll really enjoy it.
Big L!
Thank you very much. This is a climber from the Walker Brothers.
Girl, you've been so good to me, staying by my side through the bad times. All my dreams never came true somehow, but things are gonna be different now. And baby, won't it be fine? Girl, we're gonna make it this time. You can throw away that shabby dress, buy yourself the finest things in town, girl. Dry your eyes, celebrating. Oh, there's so many good times awaiting, baby. My ship is coming in, baby, baby. My ship is coming in. And gonna make it this time. I know it's been tough on you, but through it all, you've been so true. Happy to be just loving me, and anything you want, it's yours, 'cause baby,
Walker Brothers. Hope it's going to be another big hit for them. It's called My Ship Is Coming In, a Radio London climber, and that will most probably be in the Fab 40 next week. It'll be in the Fab 40, won't it, Windsor? Next week, the Walker Brothers.
Whatever you say.
Whatever I say. Well, that shows you who's got the power. I love my brother. Now, that about wraps it up for the Rabbit Patch this morning. I'd like to remind you that this coming Sunday sees Big L Racing Team in action once again. Brands Hatch is the place. Keith St. John is the driver, of course. He'll be driving the Radio Undam Brabham Formula 3 car, which incidentally won last time out of Brands Hatch. The entry to the circuit is only 10 bob and 2 and 6 for the kids and TW, but he can't make it this week, so that's the way she goes. Car park is absolutely free. First race is at high noon, so why don't you get there this Sunday, November the 28th, at Brands Hatch and see Keith St. John. Five, four, three, two, one. It's 9 o'clock on the Big L, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Rabbit saying cheers, customers.